good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shannon Wilson. I'm going to try to speed through it quickly, too, so we don't run out of time. My presentation is based on race and shared decision-making, perspectives of African-Americans with diabetes. Once again, I'm Shannon Wilson, and I would like to acknowledge all of my co-authors as well as the funders for this project. And we have no financial relationships to disclose. So first, I want to give a brief outline on what shared decision-making is, why is shared decision-making important to African-Americans with diabetes, and then discuss a little bit of our research findings. So what is shared decision-making? Shared decision-making is a conceptual model of patient-provider communication whose goal is to maximize patient involvement in decisions about their health care. So shared decision-making can be broken down into three different domains, the first one being the information-sharing domain, which has to do with the exchange of information, where symptoms and diagnoses are discussed, patients are able to tell their story, and physicians are able to use layman terms to discuss certain medical conditions. A second domain is the deliberation domain, which has to do with full disclosure of the treatment options and patient preferences are discussed. And a third domain has to do with the decision-making domain. And this is where patients and physicians can come together to arrive at a treatment plan, where patients can agree or disagree with physicians' recommendations. So when referring to diabetes health disparities, it is known that African Americans have worse diabetes health outcomes, with higher incidence of diabetes, less diabetes control, and more diabetes complications. It is also known that African Americans have worse diabetes health care, with lower rates of primary care physician visits and less cholesterol and A1C monitoring, and that African Americans have worse patient-centered care with less participatory visits, less positive affect during the clinical interactions, and less patient satisfaction. So what is our research question? Our research question is, how does race influence shared decision-making between African American patients and their physicians? We conducted our study at the University of Chicago, which is an urban academic medical center, and our inclusion criteria included adult African Americans who have been diagnosed with diabetes who had at least 3 visits with their primary care physician within the last 18 months. We conducted 24 semi-structured interviews and 5 focus groups. We had a race concordant trained interview for each group, and we audio taped and transcribed each interview verbatim. We also used a grounded theory approach to analyze our data, where we created codes and themes based on what the participants said, and we took key points that were mentioned by our participants to create our codes. In order to effectively capture the thoughts of our patients, we created 2 surveys, one for the semi-structured interviews and one for the focus groups, both based on these 3 main topic guides. The first one being the Charles Shared Decision-Making Model, which describes the 3 key domains of shared decision-making that I talked about previously. The second one being the theory of planned behavior that emphasizes that behavior is determined by a person's intent to perform that behavior, self-efficacy to perform the behavior, and the importance of behavioral attitudes and social norms. Our third guide was based on the ecological model, which emphasizes that behavior is influenced by environmental factors. So these are our patient characteristics. As you can see, the average age within the in-depth interviews was 66 years of age, but within the focus groups, it was 59. The majority of our participants were female, either divorced or widowed, were high school graduates or had some college courses. And in regards to employment status, the majority of our participants were either employed or retired. And as far as insurance status, most of them had private insurance, Medicare, or both. So when discussing the results, I will talk about the relevance of race, the mechanisms for race influencing shared decision-making, the effects of race on the shared decision-making process, and then compare and contrast our in-depth interviews with our focus groups. So within the in-depth interviews, when talking about the relevance of race, the majority of our participants, about 85%, felt like race does not influence shared decision-making. Most of them admitted that they had heard about such communication disparities, but that they themselves had not witnessed any of these prejudices. Often, most of the participants talked about an ideal relationship on what should happen in a clinical setting between a physician and a patient, and they attributed their positive communication experiences to their own self-efficacy or personal characteristics. One person states, "I don't know about what other African Americans do, but I always find it easy to talk to my doctor." About 50% of our participants felt like patient-related factors influence shared decision-making, having to do with knowledge or lack thereof, attitudes, beliefs, or behaviors. Another 25% felt like physician-related factors influence shared decision-making, but framed it more as in cultural discordance than bias or discrimination. Another participant stated, "I think white physicians get more irritated with African Americans because a lot of us were raised in the South and we eat all kinds of stuff. And I think they think if they leave that pig and all that stuff alone, African Americans will be a lot better off." Another 25% of the participants felt like external factors such as insurance and income affect shared decision making. Another patient stating, "When you don't really have nothing like good insurance, it's hard to speak up to your doctor. I think it's all about the insurance." So when assessing the effects of race on the shared decision-making processes within the in-depth interviews, our participants reported that patients are less likely to share information, less likely to speak up and question the authority of the physician, and less likely to adhere to treatment plans. So regarding the focus groups and the relevance of race, in contrast to the in-depth interviews, where the majority of the participants felt like race doesn't matter, the majority of the participants within the focus groups, about 75%, felt like race does influence shared decision-making. The participants primarily believe that race impacts the communication patterns in a negative way, and it was interesting that every focus group had stories about race-related incidents. Another person states, "Race does absolutely, to me, play a part in it. White physicians talk to you different if you're black." Another 50% of our participants felt like physician factors influence shared decision-making, having to do more with stereotypes and biases or cultural discordance, and that language or cultural barriers for foreign physicians could affect how they communicate with their patients. Another participant states, "The thing that gets me is when a doctor comes in the room and acts like, because I am black, that I am not smart enough to understand the test that he took or what's going on with the results. So I think that's the thing that messes with me the most." Another 25% of our participants within the focus groups felt that African Americans just have some trouble communicating with their physicians. A person states, "There must be some type of problem with how blacks communicate with their doctors." And the last 25% within the focus groups felt like insurance or economics influence shared decision making. A person states, "As I see it, prejudice exists everywhere. You look at your health care. They're going to look at whether this person's able to pay. That's prejudice to me." So when assessing the effects of race on the shared decision-making processes for the focus groups, our participants stated that doctors are less likely to give information and less likely to listen to African-American patients, that doctors are more domineering over African-American patients and more likely to talk down to them, and that doctors are less likely to consider patient preferences for treatment. So when comparing and contrasting the in-depth interviews with the focus groups, within the in-depth interviews, the participants rarely reported any negative race-related experiences, and the participants felt like patients were the primary source of communication disparities. However, within the focus groups, each group reported negative race-related communication experiences, and physicians were the primary source of communication disparities. So why are there these differences in the predominances of themes? Well, one reason could be due to the methodological differences, and this has to do with the one-on-one consultation versus the group dynamics. So within a one-on-one interview, a participant may feel uncomfortable talking about all of the negative experiences that they have with their physician, especially with a researcher that's affiliated with the same healthcare system in which they receive care. But within a focus group, participants may feel more anonymous and able to talk about their concerns and their negative experiences with their physician. Another reason could be due to cohort effect. In previous studies, it has been shown that African Americans that grew up during the Civil Rights era have more racial centrality or group identification than African Americans that grew up prior to World War II. Researchers have also found that group identification is positively associated with reports of perceived discrimination. Therefore, younger generations, which were primarily the participants within our focus groups, may have been more likely to report discrimination or speak on negative communication experiences. Another reason could be due to the attribution theory, and this is the idea that people explain their behavior and environment in ways that help to maintain a positive self-image. So this theory emphasizes that people who have negative experiences are likely to blame their experiences on external factors. We found that the persons within our focus groups who reported negative experiences attributed these experiences externally to physician-related factors such as discrimination. So in contrast with the in-depth interviews, persons who didn't report negative experiences attributed their success to their own self-efficacy. So having to do with our conclusions and implications, one conclusion is that our research suggests that all aspects of shared decision-making have the potential to be influenced by race. We also conclude that there is clinical relevance to practicing physicians interested in optimizing care delivery to African-American patients, and that there are policy implications for researchers and healthcare administrators seeking to develop and implement culturally tailored tools for African-American patients with diabetes. Our study did have some limitations. Number one, it was done in an urban academic medical center where the majority of our participants were primarily older retired women. A second limitation could be the interviewer effect, which states that participants could be influenced by the biases of the interviewer. And also our project did not explore for other sociodemographic variables such as gender, income, or age. Thank you.